Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. What happens when a parking building stands in the way of a proposed route for a new flyover? Well, when the Yau Mei Tei car park building in Hong Kong saw itself in the city infrastructure crosshairs, rather than bow down, it opened up. Since 1977, drivers using the Gascoigne Road flyover have found themselves travelling directly through the parking structure. With demolition planned in the near future for this unique feat of engineering, we enlisted Monocle's researcher in Hong Kong, Nina Milo, to tell us its story.
Welcome to Yau Mei Tei, a neighbourhood in the heart of Hong Kong's Kowloon Peninsula, an area which, before 1860, was just a fisher's village on the shore of West Kowloon, and later expanded into a large reclaimed retail and residential area as Chinese immigrants flocked into Hong Kong. Today, Yau Mei Tei is one of those neighbourhoods teeming with people, buzzing traffic, hustling with all kinds of shops and restaurants stacked along the sides of Nathan Road. Clothing stores, pharmacies, dim sum restaurants and Chinese bakeries, which not so long ago stole the limelight of Shanghai Street, the next parallel street west of Nathan Road, which was the city's main business corridors until the 1970s. Walking down Shanghai Street and passing by the neighborhood community garden, a curious scene will appear before your eyes. A highway flyover, rumbling with traffic, running right across a large, bulky building on the left side of the road. This is the Yau Mei Tei Car Park Building, a multi-story public parking built in 1957. The boxy building structure accommodates 770 car parking spaces and another 76 for motorcycles. It also houses government offices in its uppermost stories, a public library which occupies the lower floors, and the Hong Kong branch of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, which dwells on the ninth floor. So one might wonder, why a flying highway is running through the building? Well, the answer is simple. In 1977, when the Highways Department built the Gascoigne Road flyover, a 1.2-kilometer chunk of overground road forming part of the West Kowloon Corridor, they simply decided to make it pass through the building rather than to tear the edifice down. After all, why destroy a perfectly functioning car park just for a road when you could keep both? Whether it was a smart or completely nonsensical idea, the vehicles coming down from West Kowloon to the Cross Harbour Tunnel have been driving through the car park for the last 43 years, and will so for another couple of months until the building disappears sometime in 2021. In March 2018, the Hong Kong government announced the demolition of the Yau Mei Tei car park building as part of a new route project, an express highway cutting through the middle of the Kowloon Peninsula, expected to reduce the traveling time from West Kowloon to Kowloon Bay from 25 to just 5 minutes. The massive project, which should be completed by 2025 and cost the government around 42 billion Hong Kong dollars, will without doubt change the face of Yau Mei Tei. While the new route bypasses the old wing of the former Yau Mei Tei police station, one of Yau Mei Tei's landmarks and a Grade 2 historical building, it won't spare the Yau Mei Tei car park, which, despite its peculiarity, is not regarded as carrying enough historical importance to be preserved. The multi-story car park will shut in progressive phases during the fall before shutting down completely on January 1st of 2021. The government offices and public library housed in the building will be reprovisioned, while the Yau Mei Tei Jade Hawker Bazaar, an indoor flea market right opposite the car park, will also be demolished. It's a sad end for one of the most unique structures in the city. And while the new route will relieve traffic congestion on the major east-west corridors of Kowloon, it will also swallow one of the urban oddities which exemplifies the one-of-a-kind charm of Hong Kong.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to Nina Milo for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. And thank you for listening, City Lovers.